You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 16, verse 31 to 33. Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming. Yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet, I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus said to every one of us, or is saying to every one of us, that we should be of good cheer. If you look at what Jesus had said before making that statement, it's showing the disciples some of the challenges that will be coming their way. And he told them that in the world, they will have tribulation. But he then said, be of good cheer. It doesn't look like those two statements go together. You will have trouble, but be happy. That doesn't seem like two things that goes together. But you see, this is the way of the Lord. Don't allow whatever you are going through to determine how you feel. Let the word of Jesus determines how you feel. Did you know what I noticed? I noticed that if you don't worry about the things that makes other people to be worried, if you don't get depressed about the things that make other people get depressed, people of the world will be surprised. In fact, they will think you are not normal because you don't worry. All the things that for them it looks like life or death, and you are relaxed about it, they will even be the one that will come and be worrying for you. They will be the one telling you that, why are you not worried? Why are you not bothered? No, you should be bothered. Has anybody said that to you, that you should be bothered? But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See things from the perspective of Jesus Christ. Sometimes you are depressed. Sometimes you are sad. But did you know that Jesus wants us to be of good cheer? Even though we are to be sober, we are also of good cheer. We are not a miserable people. We are not a sadist. Brethren, we are not sadist. You can't come into Christ and become a sadist. Jesus was someone that people loved to be around him. He was a man of good cheer. Does that mean Jesus didn't face challenges? Oh, of course he did. In fact, such that none of us would ever experience. But he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That world that will give you trouble, that will give you challenges, I have overcome them. You must understand the way of faith. The world is like a snake that has been beheaded. He is still shaking. He still looks frightening. But it had already been defeated. Did you know that in reality, the world is already defeated? Jesus had finished everything. It's only a matter of time we will see Jesus on the throne. And we will see the government upon his shoulder. And Jesus will reign over the earth forever and forever. So that victory had already been achieved. Stop living in sadness. As somebody betrayed you, look at what Jesus said. He said that you will leave me alone, but I am not alone. Jesus knew how to deal with loneliness because he recognized the presence of God in his life. You know, somebody said that a lot of women, their fear, what keeps them in wrong marriage, or what makes them rather to marry a wrong man, is that they are afraid of being alone. but that men are afraid of being with a wrong person. So a woman will marry a wrong person and stay there. A man will leave a wrong person. Now, we are not by this saying that it's right. We are just describing how the sinful nature operates in two of them. Why is a woman afraid of being alone? Because she does not recognize the presence of God in her life. Every one of us, we are complete in Christ. Loneliness should not be our problem. Whether people are with us or they are not with us, that is not a problem. As long as God is with you. In fact, marriage is a place where two people contribute the presence of God. It's not where two people go to depend on each other. It is where two people brings the presence of God together. So Jesus could be of good cheer even when somebody betrayed him, even when people that loved him ran away, left him, abandoned him, even people he had cared for, he had taken care of, he had fed, he had provided for, he didn't feel offended. Did you know that he himself said they will leave him? It was him who was even saying it. Those who will betray him didn't even know that they will betray him. He knew that they will betray him. So don't be surprised if somebody betrays you. Don't be surprised if you are left alone. What you should check is the Father with you? As long as the Father is with you, be of good cheer. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.